Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy summer solstice. Longest day of the year in the ways of you got as much sunlight as you're ever going to have on a 2025 day. So make sure that you enjoy all of that. It's also 2025, so we're a quarter century into this thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're a quarter century into this new millennium.
Mm-hmm.
Y2K seems so far away. But with that being the case, this year we've had a lot of different publications put out all quarter century teams. Mm-hmm. We saw this in baseball. We were talking about that with the baseball quarter century team. We were talking about it with the specific Astros one. Shout out to Chandler Rome, who you eviscerated for his for his list. Although to be fair, I'm pretty sure on his podcast, Clutch City Territory, they eviscerated him too. They took him to
good
tad.
For them.
Shout out to the fellas of the Clutch City Territory podcast. But with all that being said, there's all these quarter century lists, and Lopez decided, well, I want to get in on the fun.
You're darn right.
And also that means that, hey, Chandler, if you want to call in and eviscerate his list, please do.
I mean, it's perfect, but try.
This is a Texans all quarter century team. Who needs to be on it? 713-572-4610. The OG John Lopez has his pick.
Yeah, not only who needs to be on it, but I think there's some – we can actually get some stuff out of this as it pertains to this Texans team.
Okay.
I think we can, and I'll get there in a second. But
look at you trying to teach me a lesson when I'm just trying to have fun.
ESPN came up with its all quarter century team.
It's not supposed to be educational, John.
For obvious reasons, it never is. So I would say 1.5 Texans made the ESPN list.
What you mean 1.5 Texans?
J.J. Watt.
That is a full Texan.
Shane Leckler?
He a Texan. I don't care what you say. I know he played for the Raiders longer. That's a Texan. I don't care.
That's why I said half, because I'll give him credit because I love the guy, and he had a hell of a 5 year. I think it was 5 years here.
Yeah, that's enough. You can argue with your auntie. That's a Texan.
But didn't he have 12 years or 13 years elsewhere?
Yeah. What that got to do with me?
Yeah.
Was he bad in his years in Houston? Because it'd be one thing.
That's why I'm giving him the half.
Yeah. No, that's not even half. Yeah. He's a Texan. That's
fine. What is he going in the Hall of Fame as?
Probably a Raider. Yeah.
You got him going to the Hall of Fame, huh?
I think he will. Yeah, I think he will. But that's not we're not talking about that right now.
You got him as a what's is it guy?
Ray Guy? Yeah.
I was like, you got him as Ray Guy now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you say so. With all love to Shane Leckler, this is not about you,
you
Shane.
You ain't showing no love.
It's about punters.
No, Ray Guy is a Hall of Famer.
Punters don't get love is the point that I, especially when it comes to the Hall of Fame. So I'm like, we don't got to lie to kick it is ultimately my point here.
By the way, that was correct. 13 years a Raider, 5 years a Texan.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough.
Okay, but I know these are not enough because two others that wore Texans uniform made the ESPN list.
So here you go with that one again.
Ed Reed.
Yeah, there it is.
And Vince Wilfork.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So yeah, nobody's going to consider Vince Wilfork a Texan, even though I thought he was solid.
He was solid. So 1.5 Texans made the ESPN list. It got me thinking about, okay, even though it's not a full 25 years because their first season was 02, who would make the Texans all quarter century team? I'm going to go by position. As I like to say sometimes, stop me when you got something that is burning a hole in your pocket and you want to say it. Let's just get this out of the way. Quarterback, Texans, all quarter century team, Deshaun Watson.
Hold on a minute, player.
Yeah, I'm going to need
hold on a minute, player.
I mean, it hurts me as much as it hurts you. Incredible 3-year run.
So you think his 3-year run is better than whatever Schaub had?
Schaub would be probably number two.
I'm not sure of that there, partner.
Look it up.
Check the tape.
It hurts me. Deshaun Watson threw for 4,800 yards 1 year, 4,000 yards another year, carried this team that was inferior, you know, around him in terms of overall talent. Matt Schaub, and we'll get to some Matt Schaub teammates here in a minute, is one of my favorite all-time Texans and threw for, I think, 4,400 yards 1 year, 46 maybe another year. Matt Schaub would be the other.
Matt Schaub had a 4,700. 4,770, in fact.
Yeah, I thought it was 46.
Which was 09.
Yeah, yeah. Matt Schaub would be number two and the other contender here, but I got to kind of say it.
Matt Schaub was here 7 years, dog.
Four good ones.
Okay.
And Deshaun Watson had three spectacular ones. I hate to say it. It hurts me.
Do I have to do the thing? There's a big old demerit here.
Yes, there is. But we're talking about on the field, all quarter century team. Sorry.
I can't do it.
I don't want to do it.
I think it's fair, though.
I don't want to do it. But, okay, so let's move on. And you stopped me, which is what I wanted you to do when you had something to say.
Let me see if I can get you. A 33-touchdown season versus the 29-touchdown season for Schaub. I mean, look, you talk about extraordinary season. Schaub was awesome. Schaub was doing it, dog.
He collapsed. We all know that. But
injuries robbed some from him as well.
Yeah, I always defended Matt Schaub after he left here. Not always when he was here, but always after he left here. Sorry, it's Deshaun Watson. Anyway, let's move on. Running back is very telling. Arian Foster, given.
Yeah.
And Dominic Williams.
Wait, you're doing two running backs?
Yeah, I'm doing two running backs.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Joe Mixon, you're right there.
No, Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller had like 1.5 good seasons. Dominic Williams had 3,000 yard seasons, I think, or maybe it was 2 and a .980 or something like that.
So effectively,
man, yeah,
3,000 yard seasons.
Yeah, that. What does that tell you?
I mean, that the history is not been robust with an individual running back with this team. There's been a lot of rotating with the likes of, like, you know, the Blues and the, you know, various different rotating casts of guys at running back through this thing. But yeah, man. I saw a video talking about the quarterback portion of this, but I had not considered how you have not had, like, the giant stature of running backs outside of Arian. Arian looms large over all of this.
And that was an undrafted guy. Yeah.
Arian is masking a lot of their shortcuts. They stink at running back.
I had not. Well,
Joe Mixon is trending in the right direction, but that's one season. And, oh, by the way, I just looked it up. Dominic Williams, 1,031 yards, 1,188 yards, and 976 yards in 11 games, 23 touchdowns. That's not outstanding, but that'll get you on the all-quarter century team of the Houston Texans.
We might have to come back around to this because we're only how many in? We're going to get to the offense here and then have
maybe
to come
we'll
back to the defense.
Maybe we'll do offense and defense.
All right.
But it stinks. They stink at running back outside of Arian Foster and Joe Mixon, but again, just one season for him. Wide receiver. We don't need to spend a lot of time on this. I think it's a given. Andre Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, Nico Collins.
Feel great. Feel good. Feel great.
We good, good, good.
Yep.
All right. Tight end. Say it together.
Owen Daniels.
And I'm getting somewhere.
Which also, as much as we love Owen Daniels.
Says something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tackles. I got Dwayne Brown and Laremy Tunsil.
I don't know that I have very much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know I have much to say.
Yeah.
Outside of that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Guards, Mike Brizell and Wade Smith. Don't forget, Wade Smith was either a 2 or 3-time, he'll text in to correct me, a 2 or 3-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
Mike Brizell was a stud. Center, Chris Myers.
Correct.
Defensive end. That's the offense.
Okay, that's the offense.
That's the offense.
I don't think this.
It's funny how the O-line was the easy part right there.
Right. Defensive tackle, DJ Reader, and I'm not pandering here. When you go back and think about it, either Sean Cody or Seth Payne. That's it. There's another spot where you can kind of go, ugh. They've never had a stud. DJ Reader was really good.
Are you considering JJ an outside player?
Yes. Defensive ends.
Well, there's an abundance here.
Yeah, but I went with J.J. Watt and Mario Williams. Breath of work for Mario. Just I get Danielle Hunter. I get, you know, obviously Will Anderson. Hell, who was the guy that ended up going to Philadelphia? Connor Barwin was really good.
No, Clowney.
Clowney was good against the run, but I'm going to go with J.J. Watt and Mario Williams.
281 pops up here with Chester Pitts on the offensive line. You took him into consideration?
I took him under consideration. A little bit of an underachiever. Made one Pro Bowl. Chester will tell you that, by the way.
You sure?
Well, maybe he won't. He wears his own jersey. So let's...
Why'd you have to do that? Why was that necessary?
Linebacker, Brian Cushing, D'Amico Ryans, and Whitney Mercilus. Probably not a lot of argument there, right?
No, I can't. I think I'm good there.
Yeah.
I honestly think I'm okay there.
Safety, Daniel Manning, and Glover Quinn.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I mean, we might be trending in some directions here with this team, but I think it's still Daniel Manning and
I don't think you can get yourself to there with the young cats here just yet.
But did Glover Quinn, did he take off more once he went to Detroit?
Yes, but he was really good here. I don't know his numbers off the top of my head, but he was good. It was kind of a controversy, small controversy when they did move on.
No honey badger.
Yeah, that was I was going to bring up Tyrann Mathieu, but it wasn't long. That's what
he had 1 year. He would be like one of those guys also mentioned. Cornerback, I got three cornerbacks: Derek Stingley, Jonathan Joseph, and Aaron Glenn.
JJ Joseph.
I said JJ.
JJ Joseph, baby.
Jonathan Joseph and Aaron Glenn. So here's where I think we can maybe take what's that?
We miss Eric Winston.
I thought of Eric Winston. I think I'd still take Laremy Tunsil because Dwayne Brown's a given.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, just because of pass protection alone, I'd still take Laremy Tunsil. But here's where I think we can maybe learn something about this Texans team.
This particular 2025 team.
You notice anything about the all quarter century team in the trenches?
Pretty strong.
Very strong.
Pretty damn strong.
None from the last 3 or 4 years. This is all circa 2012 Texans when Matt Schaub was really good.
Golden era.
When Arian Foster was really good.
Yeah, that's why he's the quarter century team quarterback. Yes, we know.
Well, no, maybe they helped him. But here's the thing. Four out of the five offensive linemen were all on the same team. Four out of five were all on the 2011-2012 team. Two out of the three defensive tackles were on the same team. Not on the same team, but kind of same era. When you go from Sean Cody to DJ Reader and Seth Payne to Sean Cody, like the interior offensive and defensive line and the offensive line in total, they're short. They haven't figured it out. They haven't figured out offensive line or interior defensive line in this era of the Houston Texans.
Yeah, and I mean, as is the cliche, right? The game is won in the trenches. That's why we've harped so much on the offensive line and making sure to get that right. But also, I think some of that is inherent to the style of play that they were playing at that time and the style of play that the game that in general was. It was more of a run-heavy game, and it feels funny to say that about it at that time as if it was like the 60s. Mm-hmm. But no, it was more of a run-heavy game than where we are now. But you still need to find a way to find your offensive line level in particular. Because defensive line, it feels like they figured out some things on how to maneuver this.
And edges.
especially at the edges, particularly at the edges.
But defensive tackle, I mean, you know, Seth Payne was great. Don't get me wrong, you know, in context here.
You're saying you didn't give Gary Walker no love.
Sean Cody, Gary Walker was very good. DJ Reader also got better after he left, but was good here. Guys, they can't figure out the trenches, man. They can't figure out the trenches. That's what they got to do.
I mean, and it feels like they've done something towards that end. Mm-hmm. At least they've attempted to. That's why this is mm-hmm. the biggest thing to watch. But man, that is an interesting all-century list. It kind of points to, and we know this, right? The Texans have not necessarily flourished as an organization just yet, but mm-hmm. they're coming into that that time period. It feels like they're finding a level of development. If they want to get to that space where they really get to shine, it does feel like, offensive line.
It's funny. My whole takeaway from that list was CJ got to be a beast for the next 4 years. So we can,
even two.
So he can take,
even two.
So he can take the throne for the best quarterback in history.
Some people are trying to argue that CJ Stroud should be in the contention to be like in that space right now.
Well, he is.
Well, I mean, like as of right now, literally before you even start season three, you're putting him in there.
I think he's in contention.
He got to be what? Yeah. He got to be what? Third, maybe already.
Probably already, right?
Oh yeah, third, certainly.
Yeah,
third best quarterback in franchise history.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who you throwing up? T.J. Yates? Is that where you're going? Mm-hmm. You want Brian Hoyer really moving you? Little Ryan
magic.
Fitzpatrick
magic.
Is what you're putting up there. Is that what's happening here?
And oh, by the way, running back and tight end, we got to do better, man. We got to do better.
Well, running back, it does feel like you got a nice tandem, as it feels like you've had at times during this. Just like, have you had that guy outside of Arian? Probably not. Tight end is one, though, where, yes, they need to find a little bit better, especially because, like, hey, also out of the draft would be very nice to find them. Mm-hmm. Why are we just not – just draft Iowa tight ends consistently. Just whoever – who's the Iowa tight end this year, we want you.
Yeah.
See if that doesn't work. There you go. That is the all OG's all-century team for the Houston Texans and what we take away from that particular list. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's the time where we do our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. Let's get to confessing next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.